I think my most memorable English language learning experience is learning English through social issues. And since in the senior secondary level, in English lessons, we have started to put more focus on social issues because of also the LS subject. So that's why in English lesson, we also have a lot of teaching in terms of social issues. And since English language may be a difficult task for a lot of people, like also me, and when learning English with social issues, it gets more interesting than rather than just learning grammar or vocabulary in storybooks or in dramas or any other ways to learn English. And apart from learning English, we actually learn more about the society, but not just English. And it actually broadens our horizons and helps us with our English.
Recently, there were some protests in Hong Kong, and some students were involved in that. And then some students that we interviewed also talked about how those protests encouraged them to learn more about politics and to read more. And you talked about social issues and liberal studies. Do you think this is something that you also became interested in? Because of the umbrella movement, did that make you think more about learning about politics?
Not really, because now we don't really have liberal studies, and I start not to focus too much on politics because, yes.
Okay, so what kinds of books have you found interesting?
Recently, I have read a book called What's If? So it's actually about a lot of chapters about history, of how history would change if a factor changed. So for example, like Hitler, if he was admitted to arts academy with the World War to Second World War be avoided. So it is actually how history would change if one factor changed.
And so this is some extra knowledge you get from reading English books.
Yes, and it actually helped me to get an interest in reading.
And when you do read, do you like to read printed books or e-books?
Printed.
And why is that?
Because I like to flip over books instead of just reading on the screen. And also, I get a bit tired looking at the screen for too long. And also, it feels better to have a book in my hands when reading. Yes.
And now that you're studying to possibly become an English teacher, what advice would you give to students currently doing DSE?
In terms of English, I would suggest them to read newspapers every day because there is a lot to learn in newspapers, not only vocabulary, but also it broadens your thinking. It helps you with your writing and your grammar and vocabulary that you can make good use in all parts in the DSE papers, like writing or listening. writing or like paper one, the reading part. Yes.